So after all this talk on Filipino food, you might be in the mood to just go out and eat it. But where? Our next guest, Joanne Boston, travels the country to search out the newest and hottest chefs and revisit the classic neighborhood places. She's got the map for the most incredible culinary road trip. So hi, Joanne. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you about Filipino food across the country because, there are parts of the country that we know there are big Filipino populations. And then there are, there are towns and cities where I don't know that it was obvious to a lot of people. Like, for instance, one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life was at a little tiny Filipino restaurant, not in the back of a grocery store, but in the back of the grocery store after you go down into the basement in Juneau, Alaska. And I had just tremendously delicious food there. So can you tell us where in the country do we find Filipino communities? And what are some of the places we should eat when we go to those places?
Sure. So Filipinos have been in the United States for a long time. They like to settle around water because the Philippines is an island country. So anywhere where they could get seafood, fresh vegetables is great. I'm from the Bay Area, so there's a huge population of Filipinos here. I live in Daly City, which probably has the most Filipinos outside of the Philippines. They actually call it Manila Town. I have lots of friends who are from Seattle, Washington. There's a huge community over there. Of course, there's New York City, Virginia Beach. There's a growing population over in Chicago. Many of them are coming into the middle of America. I have a friend who is doing pop-ups in St. Louis. Her name is Malou. And she's saying that everyone there is so welcoming and they embrace her food. So it's really great. But, the earliest places that Filipinos came to were Hawaii.
Oh, sure. Do you find that there are regional correlations? Like, does the food, thinking greedily from my stomach's point of view, if I'm going to these communities, does the food change from community to community around the country?
I think the most obvious example would be in Hawaii, because a lot of the Filipinos came there to work on the pineapple and sugarcane fields. So the majority of the Filipinos there are from Ilocos or Ilocos Norte. Ilocos is known for their bitter flavors. You'll see that in Hawaii. And if you come here toward the mainland, that's when you'll see it more dispersed. When I see chefs cooking, I see a lot of them picking up influences from their parents' regions, even though they've never lived in the Philippines. So a lot of these chefs are paying homage to their grandparents and their parents.
Well, I think this is really interesting because I feel like I keep seeing lots of young Filipino-American chefs, people like Dale Talde, like Angela Di Mayuga, like Alvin Kailan and Sheldon Simeon and Chad Valencia. So many of these chefs started out cooking in restaurants, maybe out of passion for cooking or maybe just to get a job, but almost none of them, to my understanding, started cooking in Filipino restaurants. And more I see them when they're striking out to open their own places, they're inspired by Filipino cuisine or the particular regional cuisine that they grew up with in their home. But, but they're also adding techniques and methods and influences from the French or Italian or fine dining restaurants they came up in. Can you talk about this generation and why we seem to be seeing so many of these chefs right now in this moment?
I think I see it now, or there's like this huge attention toward Filipinos and these chefs because the media, I have to say, has a lot to do with it. They are giving more attention to the food, the people who are cooking it. And Alvin Kailan, he's a great example.
And Alvin's restaurant is called Egg Slut.
Yeah, he's in LA. And Ruth Reichel visited his truck, blew up on social media. And now he has a location in Vegas. He's opening a restaurant in New York now, and he helped open another restaurant in LA. So I think now, since the media has put so much attention on the food, a lot of these chefs who have been in the industry for decades even have become a little more, I don't want to say unashamed, but I think that's a little part of it because they were not sure if their food was going to fly with the mainstream community. So with Alvin Kailan being one of the biggest spearheads, including Nicole Ponseca in New York City, these chefs are saying, I'm inspired by these people. I want to do my part and I want to share my story.
All right, so let me just ask you straight up. Can you name some names? Where should we eat great Filipino food, both traditional and this new style of contemporary Filipino food?
So I could start in the Bay Area. The traditional Filipino food that I go for is from this little casino near the cemeteries in Colma called Lucky Chances. And it's 24 hours. You'll have a wide range of Filipino dishes such as sinigang, kare-kare. And what I go for are the silogs, which are the Filipino breakfast platter. It's like Filipino Denny's, where you have your starch of this really great garlic fried rice and fried eggs. And then you have your protein. And they have this list. You could have longanisa, which are the sausages. You could have tocino, sweetened cured pork. You could have spam even, fried chicken, whatever you want. You can make it into a silog. And not only is it funny because there's hundreds of people outside the doors playing poker, but the majority of the people who are there are Filipino, and the kitchen staff is Filipino. So they know what they're doing. I really like this one place in the Mission. It's actually a pop-up concept within a bar. It's called Fob Kitchen. They also do their own version of silog and traditional Filipino dishes, but they're using really great meat. It's a very approachable menu. It's delicious, and it's great with the alcoholic drinks that they serve at the bar there. In Seattle, where they have a really great, I don't even want to say it's a restaurant. It's a little tabletop restaurant called Oriental Mart. It's at Pike Place Market. It's in the back. You don't see it from the street. You actually have to maneuver your way into the back of the store. But they have the greatest salmon head sinigang. It's so comforting, especially when the weather out in Seattle gets cold and wet. It's so good.
That's so interesting. What about in the middle of the country?
In the middle of the country, I mentioned Malou. She has a pop-up called Skip to Malou. She does Kamayan. So Kamayan, I have to say, blew up in the United States over the last 2-3 years. It's a huge table, communal table, from end to end, lined with rice and fried meats, lumpia, grilled vegetables, whatever you want. You just put it on top of the rice. You get all your friends and your family to gather around this table, and you just eat with your hands.
Oh, wow.
In the Philippines, they call it Budol Fight, which was a way that all ranks of the military actually all ate together. My father, he's in the army in the Philippines, and he's actually in charge of cooking the meals. So he would show me pictures of the Budol Fight that he cooked for his brigade. And they would all come with all their guns and in their military attire, and they'd all eat together, all ranks. That was their form of community. So Malou does that in St. Louis. There are so many places around the United States to eat. In Washington, D.C., there's Bad Saint, Purple Patch, and a new one coming up called Kaliwa. In L.A., there's Lhasa, Irenia, Rice Bar. And in New York City, there's Purple Yam, Maharlika, Jeepney, Kuma Inn, and Ugly Kitchen. So there's lots of restaurants around the country.
It might be time for like a massive road trip. I'm just going to stuff myself with Filipino food all around the country. Thank you so much, Joanne.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Joanne Boston is the vice president of the nonprofit Filipino Food Movement. You can find a list of some of her favorite restaurants across the country at splendidtable.org.